Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Were you at No Kings? What did you think? Where was the protest you attended? Did you see any kerfuffles? Or was it just what I experienced at Cathedral Square here in Milwaukee? A big old love fest. A bunch of patriots standing up and saying the rule of law matters in democracies. And it matters that all of us are subject to those laws, that indeed we have no kings. You want to join our conversation? Let us know that you are there, that you are at No Kings. 855-752-4842, 855-757. Kathleen from River Hills chiming in on the text line. Maggie, you go, girl. You are the wind beneath my wings on these bad days. Thank you so much, Kathleen. I got one of my favorite conservatives on the line. Hey, Gary from Sussex. What's up, friend? How are you and what you got for us this afternoon?
Well, I'm very proud of all my Democratic friends for not, causing problems and everything. The part that I don't understand, and this is just my opinion, Maggie,
sure,
is we're all Republicans and everybody. We don't want a king. And if I honestly believe that Donald Trump thought and wants to be our king, I'd be out there marching with you guys. I really do. Donald Trump doesn't want to be a king. He's not a king. He has to follow the rules. He may try to manipulate them, try to get judges to go out there and rule his way, but he doesn't think he's a king. I think you guys, if you're going to protest, you got to come up with something better than no king, I mean, there are plenty of things to protest about, but that, I don't know. I never hit me right because he never claimed to be king, So,
well, let me ask you a couple of questions. What defines a monarchy when it comes to how the government is run?
Well, first of all, he's voted in. So a monarchy is when you vote yourself in, like in Venezuela.
Yes, and I'll grant you, that is a distinction. But once a ruler takes over, what defines the way that a monarchy or a monarch, a king or a queen governs? What are some of the hallmarks in your mind of that?
Well, if he can get rid of your they just disappear. People just completely, there's no due process in law.
And okay, process.
Wait a minute. I knew you were going to start that. Okay, he's following the laws that we have. And as a Republican, if you want to change the laws, then we have to change the laws. Right now, people that come into this country that sneak in are illegal.
So, Gary, hang on. What you're talking about is enforcement of immigration laws. I want to set that aside for a second. Were you listening to the whole show? Have you been listening since this?
45 minutes. Yeah.
Okay. Because did you hear the Scott Pelley 60 Minutes interview of a legal scholar that says we now have dozens of district court judges who are ruling that the Trump administration is lying in sworn statements to the court, and we have dozens of courts that have either found the administration in contempt, threatening sanctions, or have found that the Trump administration has ignored court rulings. We now have a Trump-appointed high-level ex-DOJ lawyer that was also interviewed on 60 Minutes this past weekend, who said that the third in command now at the DOJ, a man by the name of Emile Beauvais, directed DOJ attorneys to use the F word, but ignore court orders that dealt with deportations without due process, Gary. What do you make of that? Does that sort of line up more with democracies, or does that tend to look more like a monarchy?
Well, the fact is, when Biden was president of the United States...
Hang on, Gary. We can talk about whether Joe Biden did a good job on immigration. But you raised a point. You said Trump's not a king.
Hang on. Okay.
You called and said Donald Trump doesn't act like a king. So I'm exploring that with you. This isn't about Joe Biden. There are now lawyers and courts and people that are whistleblowing saying the Trump administration is lying to courts and is refusing to follow court orders. And I'm asking you, does that sound more like a monarchy or does it sound more like a democracy?
No, he can say whatever he wants. He can lie about this and try to manipulate.
He cannot do that in court, Gary. You just said, that there should be rule of law and due process. And the Trump administration and the guy at the top of the Trump administration is none other than Donald Trump, has been lying to courts where you cannot lie and has been failing to follow court orders. And I'm just asking you, if those things are true, Gary, is that more like somebody acting like a king? Or does that sound like a functional democracy where the law matters?
No, he's trying to manipulate things. If he was the king, he would sit there and tell the courts to jump in a lake.
But you just made my point for me. Thank you. I want to ask you another question. You said if you don't like laws, you change them. So we have laws in this country that require Congress, not the president, to approve tariffs. He hasn't done that, though the GOP controls both houses of Congress. Is that more like a king or more like a democracy?
Donald Trump will try to get away with as much stuff as he possibly can.
But and if that's true, Gary, does that make him someone who is trying to exercise the powers that you more historically have seen a king engage in versus a democracy? If he wants to impose tariffs, he can do that through Congress and the GOP controls both houses. Why didn't he do that?
Everybody use executive power. Obama did that. Biden does that.
Gary, I'm not talking about Obama or Biden. I'm talking about Donald Trump. He has imposed tariffs at levels never before seen in modern American history. He didn't go through Congress, though that's what is required under the law. I'm just asking you, will you start to say, you say he's trying to get away with things. Why? Shouldn't a president, he takes an oath to defend, uphold, and protect the Constitution of the United States of America. Isn't it a conflict? Isn't it a violation of that oath if he's trying to, your words here, sir, quote, get away with things?
Maggie, he is going to do whatever he thinks is right, and he's going to try to get away with as much stuff as he can. But since he's not the king, he will get shut down on some of that stuff.
But Gary, my point is that he should not be doing that. That's not what a good commander-in-chief who wants us to live in a functional democracy with the rule of law, that's not what a commander-in-chief does. And if you want to make,
All right.
You can call out individual examples of prior presidents using executive orders. You find me a single historian that is independent and objective that will say that the use of executive orders by Obama or Biden is anywhere close to this. The total number of executive orders combined in two terms of Obama plus the 4 years of Biden were exceeded in 2 months by Donald Trump. Does that sound more like a king or a democracy? In 2 months, Gary, that's the volume we're looking at.
He will do whatever he thinks he can get away with.
And that, Gary, is why people call him a wannabe tin pot dictator. Thanks so much, Gary. Charles has been very patient. Charles, what you got for us, sir?
Oh, no, Maggie, you're very patient. God bless you. Man, bless you. I have no idea what Kool-Aid these people are drinking. I wasn't going to comment on that. But I'm like, wow, he wants to be a king all day, every day. I don't understand what they're seeing that we're not seeing.
Talked about due process. He talked about kings disappearing people. I was like, yeah, Donald Trump's doing that. We didn't even go down that line.
Americans, and we have no idea where the people from Alligator Alcatraz are, or the people that they're rounding up on the streets now. We don't know where those people are. But I was calling because you and Earl Ingram set it on fire Saturday. My wife and I went down to the rally, and it was, I'm like, wait, we get there, and I hear Earl. My wife said, oh, that's Earl Ingram. And I'm like, wait, where is Maggie Dawn at? Dawn of the Resistance. She's supposed to be here. And then after 12, when you came up, I said, all right. It sucks that we had to be there for No Kings rally. But boy, I was so inspired by seeing all the people down there, all the great signs. I am upset though that I didn't get my bag of George Soros money that everybody
I know.
Said we're getting.
Where's my big payout? I thought this was going to be my ticket.
I'm upset about the big payout. I thought I was going to be able to take a trip tomorrow, but no, Maggie, it was so great. Just to see all the people there, and everybody there for the same reason, trying to save the democracy of this country. And we see what they're doing. Yeah. You're talking about sending military to places where they don't need military. Not once has he said anything about sending military to places where there have been mass killings in the southern states. If I can make one more point, where are the conservatives screaming about the grocery prices? That's all they talked about when Biden was president.
Those damn eggs.
Grocery.
Good point, Gary. Excuse me. Good point, Charles. Jeez, Louise. I'm so sorry I called you Gary, Charles. Good point, Charles. Thanks to you and your wife for coming down. Thanks for a little love on Earl and I. It was a humbling privilege to be there. I was fired up. I could have probably gone for a whole hour on that stage, but they would have gotten the old hook out. Thank you so much, Charles. We got time for at least one more. Phil from Minneapolis, welcome to the Maggie Dawn Show. What you got for us, sir?
Hi, Maggie. Well, I went to the No Kings in my little inner ring suburb, and I was almost brought to tears by a number of people there and the range of ages and all the beautiful, very pointed, wonderful signs.
Yes.
And I commented to one person who I was taking a few photographs. I commented to a guy who said, you're going to post those somewhere? And I said, I don't know, probably not. And he said, and I thought, I've only been shooting demonstrations for 60 years.
Mm. Yeah.
And I mean, when we first moved to Minnesota when I was a kid in the late 50s, we first started picketing Woolworths because they wouldn't let black people in the South sit at the lunch counters.
Phil, I hear you, brother. There is a through line from those moments of civil disobedience and protest to the injustice, the lawlessness, the mayhem, and dare I say the foolishness of this administration. Foolish because he trashes or poops on, maybe in an AI-generated video, the values that we all hold most close to our heart as Americans. We're going to continue our discussion. I might be joined by my friend Tom Paulswitz on the other side. We're going to continue to talk about No Kings, folks. Were you there? What did you think? What did you see? What did you experience? 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. We might even have a little bit of the sound for me lighting the stage on fire this past Saturday. So stay tuned, y'all. You are listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.